What do you think about the victory of President Obama?
Change has come. And not only because this is our first African-American president, but also the face of America has changed. I am from Jamaica, and I came to this country for the opportunity. And just looking at the people that follows behind him, it's not just all African-Americans. It's African-Americans, it's white, it's old, it's young. I mean, it's just wonderful to see the diversity, the change in America. And that's what he talks about all during his campaign, the change, not because he's the first African-American, but the people. The face of America has changed.
What do you expect him to do for the country and for African-Americans?
Well, first of all, he's not going to be able to undo what has been done for the past 8 years. It is going to take probably the first term to fix the economy. But I see the benefits, medical benefits, will change as far as better for the people. I see the economy changing for the better.
What's the historical significance of this?
Well, the historical significance is the first African-American president.
You seem very happy about the victory of President Obama. What do you think about the whole thing?
Well, actually, I'm always very happy. However, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful change for the country. However, now that it is done, we have to continue to support our president-elect and continue to move forward.
What's the historical significance of this?
The historical significance of having a black man as president, it's just an awesome thing. It gives change and opportunity. Actually, if you read up, it says that the president doesn't necessarily have to be of any specific color, so it gives another race an opportunity to show that not only white people can get it done.
What do you expect him to do for the country and for African Americans especially?
Well, I believe that Obama is not going to do anything specifically for any particular race in the country. He's made it clear that he wants to make changes for all Americans, to give everybody an opportunity to have a better way of life.
Thank you. What do you think about Obama's victory?
I think this is an excellent opportunity for all of us. It is wonderful. It is wonderful because he did something that no other person was able to do. He was able to unite a group of people. This is not based on race. This is based on issues. And I'm so very proud to be a part of this, because not only did blacks come out in droves, everyone came out in droves. He's united college students. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and I'm glad I was able to assist in making history.
What do you expect him to do for the country, and especially for African Americans?
Well, I don't want to categorize it as African Americans. I think what he's going to be able to do is to change the way that people think, not only about African Americans, but it's also going to open up some thought process relating to economics, health care, the war in Iraq. I think it's just going to open up a lot of things, change, things that we can do differently to unite as one.
What's the historical significance of this?
Well, absolutely, the historical significance is the fact that he is an African-American man, and I don't think any of us really realized that we would see this kind of victory in our lifetime. I think that, you know, people have lost their lives, they've shed blood, have made many sacrifices, and just to think back 50 years ago, you know, it was difficult for us to even vote. So this is a wonderful opportunity, just full of excitement.
Thank you very much. So, what do you think about the victory of Obama, President Obama? It's a beautiful feeling. I'm just happy that I live to actually see a African-American president, a black president. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I stayed up to about 2:30, quarter to 3 this morning. Still couldn't believe it. And was up again at 6 o'clock this morning watching it all over again. It's just a beautiful feeling. Just real beautiful.
As an African-American, what do you expect him to do for you?
Do for me? Just not for me, for everybody. Just bring everybody together, like he said he's going to do. Just unite the world. Just unite the world. Just make it a better place for everybody. That's all I can say.
What's the historical significance of this?
An African-American black president. Martin Luther King said he reached the mountaintop. He might not get there with you, but he knew it was coming, and it came.
Ms. Johnson, what do you think about President Obama's victory?
I think it is absolutely wonderful. I'm very excited and looking forward to the changes that he's going to make in this country.
What do you expect him to do specifically for the country and for African Americans?
I think he's going to do more to help the working class and African Americans to at least get to the standard and above the standard.
And what's the historical significance of this?
Our first African American president, of course.
Thank you very much. Mr. Elcock, what do you think about Barack Obama's win?
It was a great historical moment for a people, just like in South Africa with Mandela. Just do and just time has come about. The people who helped build this nation now has opportunity to run it.
What do you expect him to do specifically for America and for African Americans?
It's not what he's expected to do. What I'm more concerned about is he's doing his job to run a nation, to keep our economy safe, our people safe, and that we have a productive economy and that we live well in our own society.
What's the historical significance of this?
That our children know for certain that they can become president of the United States.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Ms. Gentry, what do you think about Obama's win?
I voted for Mr. Obama, and I think he's going to need all our prayers and all our work to back him up. He's got a big job to do, and I'm glad a Democrat finally won. Been voting for him for a while, and I'm very happy about it.
What do you expect him to do specifically?
I think that he'll start listening to what people want and work accordingly. He's got a big job.
What's the historical significance of this?
Significance, we were voting, I think for me, I voted not by, like Martin Luther, I voted not by the color of his skin, but by his character. And that is my vote.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Comment réagissez-vous à la victoire de Obama?
Je suis très contente parce que je pense que c'est un grand changement pour ce pays. Et je pense que quelque chose va changer pour le mieux. C'est tout.
Qu'est-ce que vous attendez du président Obama? Que va-t-il faire pour le pays?
Un pays plus libéral, plus démocratique, plus proche des pays européens, de la France surtout. Un peu plus d'égalité sociale dans ce pays.
Quelle est la signification historique de cette victoire?
Je pense que c'est, d'un certain point de vue, mais moi je pense pas que le problème racial est un problème vraiment, mais c'est le premier noir qui gagne les élections en Amérique. Mais pour moi, c'est pas ce qui est important, c'est son programme qui m'a fait voter pour lui et être contente maintenant que je l'ai fait.
Merci beaucoup. What do you think about President Obama's victory?
I am elated. I am excited. This is truly a day in history that I will always remember. I am so excited that Obama has the opportunity to be in the White House, to be the president of the free world.
What do you expect him to do for the country and especially for African Americans?
I expect him to unite America. I'm just not looking at African Americans, but our country has been divided. We have been the world police as far as international perspective, and I look for him to unite America and also to bring the world together and bring about peace.
And what is the historical significance of this?
This historical significance is, this is the first African American to be president of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. So, what do you think about President Obama's victory?
I think it's great. I think he's going to help us out and get us out of some holes that we're in right now.
What do you expect him to do specifically?
Economically, hopefully, there's going to be some things turned around. Specifically, not really sure right now, but let's hope there are some changes.
What's the historical significance of this?
He's the first black, president. And it's definitely a step forward in, American history, and it's a great thing.
Thank you very much. Ms. Ford, what do you think about Barack Obama's win?
The success of President-elect Obama for me is astounding. It's remarkable. It's something I never thought I'd live to see in my lifetime, and it's been very, very motivating. It's like a beacon of light. Hope has just reappeared on the scene for America, and I think that we're living in a historical time that is going to be a turning point for a lot of different areas, not just in the United States, but all over the world.
What do you expect him to do specifically for America and for African Americans?
I think he is going to set the example for a new way of governing. I think he's going to set the example for a new way of living for not just Americans, but people all over the world, not just black Americans, but for everybody, to live with integrity, to live and work for the good of each person, and that impacts the good that comes to the individual. I think that he is the example of what we have needed in government for a long time.
What's the historical significance of this?
I think when we look back over the election of President Obama and the Obama years, we are going to see that you can't keep doing things the same way forever and expect things to be different. That the people who have the power historically abuse the power because they have so much of it. That our new president brings with him an attitude of all for one and one for all, that we are Americans, that together we can be better, and that's what he's going to work for and bring back and teach the next generation how to govern with integrity and how to govern with fairness.
Thank you very much. Ms. James, what do you think about Barack Obama's win?
I am elated about it, and my sister and I were having a conversation wishing that our grandmother were alive so that she could have witnessed this, because it's something that she probably never would have expected in her lifetime. And unfortunately, she passed away 4 years ago.
Okay. What do you expect the President Obama to do for America, and especially for African Americans?
One of the things I'm certainly hoping to see is a national health care reform program. I would like to see everybody with insurance and not have the worry of whether or not they can be sick and have medical coverage or be seen by a physician. As far as African Americans are concerned, I'm hoping that they will not only look at Obama as a black man, but that who is a well-educated, highly qualified black man, and to let that be a model for them to want to do better, particularly our young African-American men.
Okay. What's the historical significance of this?
It's historically significant in that he is, of course, the first black man, but to see so many other ethnicities embrace him, I think that's a wonderful move in our democracy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.